proclamation number 8281 dated the September 24, 1962. Danger of arrogance. Anyone who takes my word, you are all sinners. Single quote a heart, will also remain profoundly humble, he will not become arrogant nor judge harshly, for the knowledge of not yet being perfect himself will always make him bear in mind that he is a weak individual who needs my strength and support, and with a humble heart he will come to me and appeal to me for both. In contrast, the character of someone sure of himself and his worth will betray pride. He will raise himself above his fellow human beings, and this arrogance will show itself in contempt of the other person, in unkind judgment and in the opinion of having superior knowledge and therefore no need of further instructions, be they of an earthly or spiritual nature. The arrogant person will always believe himself to have attained the degree which entitles him to look down on his fellow human beings. An arrogance is truly part of my adversary which made him fall into the deepest abyss, for he exalted himself above me, his God and Creator, and he drew a vast host of created beings along with him into the depth. Much of this arrogant spirit still adheres to these fallen beings when they have to carry out their last test of will as human beings. Arrogance is a rather worrying sign of imperfection which the person then has to fight against in earthly life until he has attained profound humility towards me, and then he will no longer show off to his fellow human beings either but will have full understanding of their failings, because he will recognize his own shortcomings himself. But the right relationship with me requires profound humility. And as soon as the human being recognizes himself as sinful and admits to it, he will also take refuge in Jesus Christ and appeal to him to deliver him from it. Humility will make him call to him from the bottom of his heart and he will find mercy before his eyes. 4. I bestow my grace upon the humble. Single quote and no one can deem himself to be perfect for as long as he lives on earth. He can only possess a higher degree of awareness, but precisely this will make him consistently more humble, because he recognizes the greatness of his God and Creator and the infinite love this God and Creator bestows upon his living creations, which will certainly make the living creation indescribably happy, but it will not make it condescending. Arrogance is still an indication of insufficient knowledge. For the adversary tries to obscure the light, the adversary still has a share in the human being who is assured of himself and his worth. You all still have to fight very much against this evil, for time and again my adversary will breathe a sense of loftiness into you. Time and again he will know how to find the weak spot where he is able to awaken self-deceit in you. And therefore you all should be on your guard and try to nip every sense of arrogance in the bud, for you should always remember that your Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ has taken the path of most profound humility, precisely in order to atone for your fall caused by pride. You should bear his torments and suffering in mind which this atonement demanded of him. And you should know that your path across earth is the result of this fall into the abyss caused by pride. The return to me can only take place on the path of humility, and the earthly path should lead you to the realization that you are weak, helpless beings who require my loving support in order to ascend again, and who only ever have to ask me for my assistance if they want to travel the earthly path successfully. But the person whose spirit is still arrogant is still distant from me and thus will hardly find me. The true love, which includes his neighbor, cannot develop in him correctly since in his arrogance he will stay away from the person to whom he should give his love. And since the human being can only mature through a life of love, the arrogant person will not make any spiritual progress but remain on the same level. If he does not sink even lower because my adversary still keeps him captive. Therefore fight against this evil and exercise strict self-criticism. Then you will discover faults which will make you feel small, and you will come down from the throne you have erected for yourselves by incorrectly assessing your worth. Humility alone will make you mature. Then you will receive blessings in abundance from me. I will take care of you myself, for you come closer to me when you are humble, and your prayer to me will be heartfelt and devoted, and I will grant your request and draw you to me as my children, for then you finally have separated yourselves from my adversary, who became my adversary because he exalted himself over the one from whose strength he had emerged. Amen.